Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara Nesamach Beis, which is the beginning of Perek HaSeicher Es HaPoyel. The Mishnah says as follows, HaSeicher Es HaPoyel La'aseis Imei B'ayin Nesach Schorei Oser. Our Gemara goes on to explain my time Schorei Oser. Ilema Hoyol V'ayin Nesach Oser Ba'na Schorei Nami Oser. The Gemara goes on to say, For that reason, our Gemara goes on to explain Pshat in our Mishnah by saying, Amar Avo, Amar Bichon, and Knas, Ushakansu, Chacham, Becham, Morim, Uviyayin Esach. Now, to explain this, our Mishnah says, Schorei Oser, we find a tremendous machlekes harishenim as far as who is a schar oser to. In Tesis, B'dir Maschah Ba'atanan, we find that Tesis explains that the lashon oser of our Mishnah is mashma l'kulei alma, and the schar is oser for everyone, and not only for the payel. On the other hand, the Beis Yosef near the Mekufa Megillah brings down from the Archas Chaim that the Archas Chaim understands that the schar is only aser for the payel, and the schar is not aser for anyone else. Now, chirub shat in this, that the Archas Chaim understands that the schar is only aser for the payel, and the schar is not aser for anyone else, is based on this, the Har Gemara explains, that the reason why the schar is aser is because there is a knas. And since the reason why the schar is aser is because of a knas, for that reason, the schar is only aser for the payel. Since the knas was a knas on the payel. This, that Tesis argues, is because Tesis understands that even though our Gemara says, Knas u'shekonsu chachamim b'chamorim u'v'yayin esach, but so the Knas is based on this, ayayin esach u'shvies toif sin demayin. And as Tesis says before, with the Yomascha maitayim eschari oser, that if he should toif sin demayin, roi liknes b'schar, davik tzas ke'en domim. And so too we find in the Ran, the Ran explains, Umestavoy de chimaskinan knasu shakonsu lechamorim of yayin esach, ataima de teifes domav samachinan. And for that reason, the Ran goes on to explain that the schar is also a kol, and not only to the payel, and not only to the chamorim. So again, we have a tremendous machlekes harishainim. If this argument says, knasu shakonsu chachamim lechamorim of yayin esach, is also dependent upon this, Yainesach Ushvias, are Tavs in the Mayan. And since Yainesach Ushvias are Tavs in the Mayan, for that reason, Chacham were Kainis. As far as the Schar is concerned, since the Schar is Ken Domim, or do we understand that the Knas has nothing to do with the fact that Yainesach Ushvias are Tavs in the Mayan? Tavs and the Ran understand that the Knas is based on this. The Ainesach Ushvias are Tavs in Demayan, and for that reason Chacham were Kainis. Since the Schar is similar to Domim, therefore Chacham said that the Isser of Domim applies to Schar as well, Mishum Knas. On the other hand, the Archas Chaim understands that the entire Isser of the Schar Poyel is only because there is a Knas, and the Isser has nothing to do with the fact the Ainesach Ushvias are Tavs in Demayan. And for that reason, the Archas Chaim understands that the schar is only aser for the payel himself and for the chamorim themselves. In the Ran, we find that the Ran explains that the hechrich, that the knas, is based on this yayin ushvias or tayus in demayin, is because of the knas not been based on this yayin esach ushvias or tayus in demayin, and the knas would only apply to the payel and the chamorim themselves and not to anyone else. In Tesis we find that Tesis explains that the hechrich, that the knas, is dependent upon this yayin nesach ushvias or tevs in demayin, is because otherwise we would say that the knas should apply to other yisuri hanoah as well. And Tesis says if we should tevs in demayin roi liknes b'schar davik tzas ken damim abu b'shar yisuri hanoah shen tevs in demayin mistaver delay konsu. Now, one has to understand Pshat and the Hechrich of Tesis. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara explains that the reason why By Ayinesech, they said that the schar of a poil is also because the Ayinesech is more chomer. As our Gemara says, Masnisin chomer the Ayinesech shiny. And as far as Shvius, our Gemara explains that since by chamorim, nafish agrayo for that reason, konsura bonon behu. And therefore, what I say, that for that reason, the Knas only applies to Ayinesech and to chamorim by Shvius and not to other Isuri Hana'ah. So to exclaim Shat and the Hechach of Tesis, okay, one has to say as follows. This, our Gemara says, Yayinesach is Chamiram because of the Chumra for the reason Rabbanu Rakinis, is only in order to explain this Rabbanu Rakinis by Yayinesach by a pill, even though a pill is not Nafish Agrayu. And our Gemara means to say, the Yayinesach is more Chumra than Shvius, and for that reason Chacham Rakinis by Yayinesach, even by a pill, where one does not have nafesh agrayu. But our Gemara does not mean to say the Ayinesech is more chomer than all other Yisuri Hana'ah. And for that reason, Tesis explains that the reason why the Knas only applies to Shvius by Chamorim and to Ayinesech is because both Shvius and Ayinesech are Toiv Sin Demeyan. And it is because of Toiv Sin Demeyan that the Knas applies only to Ayinesech u'Shvius. And therefore, our Gemara only has to explain this. The Ayinesech is more chomer than Shvius, and for that reason, there is a Knas, even by a regular Payel who is not Nafesh Agrei. But now, everyone has to understand according to the Shita of the Aruch HaChaim. Since according to the Aruch HaChaim, the Knas has nothing to do with this, the Ayinesech who Shvius are Tev Sin Demeyim. If so, what is Pshat? That the Knas is only by Ayinesech and not by other Yisurei Hana'ah. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to Aruch HaChaim, one has to say, based on this, what we find in the Bahag and Hilchos Ayinesech, that the Bahag says that the reason why by Ayinesech, the Schar HaPil by Ayinesech is Aser, is because Is Beitarti, Aser Ba'ana V'Tifis Estama V'Chomor Me'orla V'Kilea Kerem U'Shvies. In other words, the Bahag explains this, our Gemara says, the Ayinesech, because of its Chomor for that reason, the schar of a poil is also, our Gemara means to say, the Ayinesech is more chomer than all other Yisuri Hana'ah. And the chomer of the Ayinesech from all other Yisuri Hana'ah is this. The Ayinesech is Beitarti. It is also about Nova Toifes Estamav. And since it is this Beitarti, for that reason, it is more chomer than all other Yisuri Hana'ah. And for that reason, the schar of a poil is also, even if it is not Nafish Agrei. And for that reason, the Knas only applies to Ayinesech and not to any other Yisuri Hana'ah. And so too we find the Rivash in Simen Tov, which is brought down in the Beis Yosef and Arachayim in Simen Tov Nun. But now one can ask, according to the Bahag, why did our Gemara find it necessary to explain that the reason why the Schar of a Poel by Ayinesech is Aser is based on this, that we say, Knas u'shekonsu chachamim by Ayinesech? What did our Gemara just answer? That even though we find that Shvius is Tefeses Estomea, and so the Schar HaPil is Mutter, is because the Ayinesech is more Chomer than Shvius, since the Ayinesech has its Beitarti, it has an Isser Hana'ah, and it is Tefeses Estomav. So to explain Pshat and Agmar, one has to say that this Ayinesech is more Chomer is only a reason for us to say that since the Ayinesech has a Chomer, for that reason Rabbana made a Knas by Ayinesech. But the chum of Ayinesech by itself is not a reason, the Ayinesech shev the iser of a schar poyel. So again, we have a machlokes between Tosfos and the Bahag as far as how to explain this. Our Gemara says, the Ayinesech is chamira. And because of the chum of Ayinesech is shiny. Does our Gemara mean to say the Ayinesech is more chamer than Shvius? Or does our Gemara mean to say the Ayinesech is more chamer than all other Yisurei Hana'ah? Now, again, one has to understand according to the Aruch HaChaim and the Bahag. Well, it should come out that if one has chamorim by Yisuri Hana'ah, we should say that their schar should be aser. Since by chamorim, this that their schar is aser by Shvius is not because Shvius is Tefes Estomav, but rather it is because by chamorim is Nafish Agrayu. For that reason, we should say that by chamorim, by all Yisuri Hana'ah, the schar of chamorim should be aser. Since it is Nafesh Agrayu. So to answer this kash, okay, one can answer this kash with a number of mahalchim. The first mahalach, with which one can answer this kash, is by saying that this, how we find in our Gemara, that by Chamorim, Kansu Rabbanon, is only as we find in the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchah Shemitah, Our Gemara is referring to Chamorim Ha'isim Perishvias Melachis Shvias Ha'asuris, and only by Chamorim that are doing Melachis that are Asuris Bashvias do we say that there is a Knas, and the Knas is dependent upon this that the Chamorim are doing things that are Asur Bashvias. And for that reason, the Knas will not apply to Chamorim the Nafish Agrayu if the Chamorim are not doing anything wrong. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat. In this, that the Isser of Chamorim only applies to Shvias and not to other Isuri Anah. Another Mahalach which one can explain. This, that the Isser of Chamorim only applies to Shvias and not to other Isuri Anah, is based on this that we find that Tosfos explains. This, our Gemara says, Chamorim din Nafesh Agrayu, is because since Chamorim are Nafesh Agrayu, for that reason, it is Damu Tfeilis Chaya. And the Isser of Chamorim only applies to Shvias, since only by Shvias is there an Isser of Schaya, and by Chamorim the Nafesh Agrayu it is Damu Tfeilis Chaya. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in this, that the Isser of Chamorim only applies to Shvias, not to other Isuri Hana, according to the Shita of the Aruch HaSchayim. Now getting back to our Gemara Shakvatari again, our Gemara asks, my time is Schari Aser. Iwema hoyovi ainesach aser banas chari nami aser, hari orwa vikile yakarem. Now to explain Pshat in the Havmin of our Gemara, that since the ainesach is aser banah for that reason, chari nami aser, we find a tremendous machoikis harishainim. Tosfos and the Ram both explain. This our Gemara says, hoyovi ainesach aser banas chari nami aser, is because our Gemara has a Havmin that we are grazer the schar atu the iser hanah itself. And therefore, Gemara is a Havamina, that since the Ainesach itself is Aser Banah, for that reason, the Schar should also be Aser Gzeira Atu Yainesach. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, Hari Orwa Vekilayakarim da Asurim Banah. And so the Damim of Orwa and Kilayakarim are not Asurim Banah. From there, one sees we are not Gezer. The Damim Atu the Iser Hanah itself. In the Ramban and the Rashba, on the other end, we find that the Ramban and the Rashba explain Pshat in the Havmin of Argamar with a different Mahalach. And they explain Pshat in the Havmin of Argamar. This Argamar says, Hoyo v'yaynesach aser ba'na z'chari nami aser. Argamar means to say, Shekol sha aser ba'na afana z'gar masi asura. Afalpisha eina damim lai. In other words, the Gemara in the Havmin understands that any gram hana that comes from Isuri hana is also aser. And therefore the schar v'yaynesach is aser, since the schar v'yaynesach came begrama of v'yaynesach. And for the reason our Gemara asks, are we orwa v'kileakarim, that we say that the damim of orwa and kileakarim is on aser v'hana, even though the damim came begram Isuri hana. That is how the Ramban and the Rashba explain Pshat in the Shakwa v'taya of our Gemara. In the Ran, we find that the Ran asks the following Tmiya on the Ramban and the Rashba. According to Ramban and the Rashba, the Isser of the Schar Pu'ua in the Havmin of our Gemara was an Isser Menatera. And there was an Isser Menatera since the Schar Pu'ua comes by Gram Yisuri Hanah. If so, what is Pshat in this that we say? She'enu chatoife stomav ela v'yduzaru u'shvies. All Damim of Yisuri Hanah should be Isser Menatera, since all damim of Isuri Hanah are coming begram Isuri Hanah. That is the kasha that the Ran asks on the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ran goes on to explain that according to Ramban and the Rashba, one has to say that this, that the schar is aser since they came begram Isuri Hanah, is only as far as the Pail himself is concerned. And only as far as the Pail himself, is there an Isur Menatera to be nene from the schar since the schar came begram Isuri Hanah. But that Isser will not apply to anyone else. And therefore this that we say, Enucha Tefes Damav, Lavadizaru Shvias, is only referring to being Aser for other people as well. And only Avadizaru Shvias are Tefesnes Damav, as far as being Aser Tacherim. That is how the Ran explains Pshat and Argamar according to the Ramban and the Rashba. According to the Mahalach of the Ran, Meshitas Ramban by Rashba comes out that this, our Mishnah says, Aseichas HaPayla says, Ima B'yaynesach Schari Aser, is only referring to the Payl himself, and the Schar is Aser for the Payl himself, and not to other people, like the Shita of the Aruch HaSchayim and the Kolbe that we mentioned before. And therefore, so too, according to Maskan of our Gemara, that our Gemara says, Knasu Shekhantu Chachamim, Bechir the Knas will only apply to the pile himself and not to other people. According to the Mahalach of the Ran, Peshitas Ramban Varash will come out of the other Chiddush as well. From this, our Gemara asks, Hari Arwa v'kiwakarim da asurim ba'no, utnan machan v'kidesh v'demeh mekudeshes, that from there our Gemara wants to prove that there is no issa to be none of him something that came begram yisuri ha'no. One clearly sees that had the damim been aser to the one who sold yisuri ha'no, then even though as far as the isha herself is concerned, the damim are not asurim ba'no on the isha, but still the isha will not have been mekudeshes. And for that reason, our Gemara proves from this that we say Kiddush Nemei Mekudeshes, that even as far as a person who sold the Yisuri Hana himself, but still the Domim are Mutarim Ba'ana, which is not like the Shita, the Ran and Chuan on Avtal on Rebeis, and the Ran and Kiddushin on Afim Vav on Rebeis. That the Ran says that as long as the Domim are Mutarim for the Isha herself, the Isha will be Mekudeshes, and so too we find in the Rashman and Chuan on Avtalid, and the Rashman Kiddushin on Dafnon Vav. So from the Rashba one clearly sees that the Rashba understands that in order for the Isha not to be Mekudeshes, the Damim have to be Asuris on the Isha as well. And this, then the Havmin of Argamar, the Damim were Asuris on the Isha herself, is because the Damim came Begram Isuri Hana. And one cannot be Nenef from anything that came Begram Isuri Hana. If someone can ask the Kash of the Ran, that what our Gemara ask from this that we weren't, that the only two Yisurim that are Teifes as the man is only Avodah Zarah Ushvias and nothing else. According to the Havmin of our Gemara, other Yisurim are not Teifsin as the man as well. So to answer this kasha, Ocheron has to say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between this, that Avodah Zarah Ushvias are Teifsin as the man, and this, that according to the Havmin of our Gemara, there is an issur to be nene from the damim of other yisuri hana, since the damim came begram yisuri hana. As far as avodah zarah ushvias are concerned, this that we say avodah zarah ushvias are teiv sin es demayim, that means to say that the issur hana of avodah zarah and the issur ushvias are transferred over to the damim. On the other end, as far as all other yisuri hana are concerned, the issur hana is not transferred over to the damim, but rather there is an iser to be nene from the damim, since by being nene from the damim it is considered as if one is being nene from the iser hana, since the damim came begram iser hana. In the Chira there are a number of nafkaminas. If the iser of the damim is because the damim are nitfas be iser hana of the avodah zarah itself, or the damim are asurim since the damim came begram iser hana. One nafkamina is as far as this one has the ability to be Yilich Hano Liyam HaMelech. In the Mishnah 4 and Afim Tess, on the base we find, the Rabbanan say that as far as the Isser Hano of Avodah Zarah itself is concerned, one does not have the ability to be Yilich Hano Liyam HaMelech. And for that reason, Rabbanan say that if Avodah Zarah was Nisarva Ba'achiris Kulan Asurais, and we do not say, like Rabbi Lazar says, a Yilich Hano Liyam HaMelech, since Rabbanan say, Ein Pidyon L'Avodah Zarah. And since Ein Pidyon L'Avodah Zarah, for that reason, even if he was Melech Hano Yam HaMelech, but still the Avodah Zarah remains Aser, and therefore the entire Taruvah remains Aser. But that is only as far as Avodah Zarah itself, or Demei Avodah Zarah, which are Nitfasim Be Avodah Zarah. But as far as something which is Aser, because it was Nigram Mach Masi Suri Hano, as far as such an Isser Hano, we will say that Yerichdam Avayim HaMelech will help. And even according to Rabbanon, one will have the ability to be Yerich Hano Yam HaMelech, since with this that he was Melech Hano Yam HaMelech, he is no longer being Nene from the Isser Hano. That is one of Kamina, between something which is Teifes Hestamav, and an Isra Hana which is not Teifes Hestamav, and the entire Isra Hana is because a Damim came about through a Gram of Isuri Hana. And there are other Nafkaminas as well. That is one way with which one can answer the Kasha of the Ran on the Ramban and the Rashba. So again, as far as this, we find in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, there is a tremendous machlekes harishenim if schari aser is only aser to the payal, or do we say Zchari Aser, that the Zchari is Aser to everyone? Tesis and Ran understand that Zchari Aser means to say that the Zchari is Aser to everyone, and not only to the Payal. On the other hand, the Acher Zchayim, the Kolbay, and so too the Ran explains Beshitas Haramban, argue and understand that this, that the Mishnah says Zchari Aser, the Zchari is only Aser to the Payal, and the Zchari is not Aser to everyone. Now as far as this, that the Knas only applies to Yayin Nesach and to Chamorim, we find three Mahalchim in the Rishayinim. According to Tesis in Iran, this that the Knas only applies to Yayin Nesach and to Shfiris by Chamorim, and not to any other Isser Anah, is because the Knas is based on this Yayin Nesach, which Shfiris are Tevs in Demayin, and for that reason Rabbanu went and said that the Schar is considered like Damim. And just like the Damim of Avodah Zarah are Asurim Ba'anah, and just like Shvius is Teifes is Damav, so too the Schar is Nitfas Ba'Avodah Zarah and is Nitfas B'Shvius Mishom Knas. As we mentioned in the Aruch HaSchaim and the Kolbe, one sees that the Aruch HaSchaim and the Kolbe argue, and the Aruch HaSchaim and the Kolbe understand that the Isser Ba'Yayin Nesach U'Shvius has nothing to do with the fact that these two Yisurim are Tevsim Estimeyim. And therefore, according to Aruch HaSchaim, the Kavion has to explain another pshat in this, that the Isser of Schar is only by Yayin Nesach and by Shvius by Chamorim. One Mahalach, with which one can explain the difference between Yayin Nesach and Shvius and the other Yisurim, is by saying, as we find in the Rivash, that by Yayin Nesach and Shvius Kansu, since Yayin Nesach and Shvius have a Chumrah, that they are Tevsim Estimeyim, and because of their chumrah of teis and esmeim, for that reason, there is a knas. But the knas is not that we consider the schar like damim, but rather, mishum chumrah d'yayin nesach u'shvius, there is a knas on the schar. And there is a new iser on the schar which has nothing to do with teis and esmeim. There's one mahalach, with which one can explain pshat in this, that the Isser of Schar only applies to Yayin Nesach and to Shvius by Chamorim. Another Mahalach, with which one can explain pshat in this, that the Isser of Schar only applies to Yayin Nesach and to Shvius by Chamorim, is by saying that the Knas of our Gemara is based on this, that there is an Isser taking place. And the Isser that is taking place is only an Isser by Yayin Nesach and Shvius. This of the Knas is dependent upon this, that there is an Isser taking place by Yayin Nesach u'Shvius, is a Shita of the Raivet by Yayin Nesach, and the Shita of the Rambam, as we mentioned before, by Shvius. The Raivet explains that the Knas by Yayin Nesach is because a Poel is being over an Isser of Reitze B'Kiyumai, as we find in the Gemara later on the Psalmach Dawud Amad Aleph, the Gemara says that there is an Isser to be Reitze B'Kiyumai Shel Avodah Zarah. And therefore, there is an Isser to be Reitze B'Kiyumai Shel Yayin Nesach. And since a Poel is Reitze B'Kiyumai Shel Yayin Nesach, since only if the Yayin Nesach has a Kiyum will he receive his Schar, for that reason he's being over an Isser Reitze B'Kiyumai, and therefore there is a Knas that the Schar of the Poel is Aser. And so too by Shvius, as we mentioned before, the Rambam explains that we are referring to Chamor Ma'isim Perishvius Moloche Shvius Asura, Kegon Shevio Yoyser Midai. For that reason, there is a Knas, but the Knas only applies to a case in which there is an Isser, which is only referring to Yayin Nesach Ushvius. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in this, that the Isser only applies to Yayin Nesach Ushvius. In Tesis, we find that Tesis says that Tafka Bishnayim Eru Khmiru Yayin Nesach Ushvius Vishatayusim Demein Roy Likness Bishar Davik Tasken Domim Abu Bishari Sri Anosh and Tavsim Demeyam Istaber Dway Konsu. In Ibkvega, we find Ibkvega asks the following to me on Tesis. What is Pshat in this, that Tesis says? That as far as Shari Sri Anosh Mistaber Dway Konsu, Rukhir is not just Mistaber Dway Konsu, but rather it is Mefurish Dway Konsu from this that we find. Machan Vekidesh and the Mea Mekudashas, from there one clearly sees that the Chalipin are Mutter Lacherimi Kol Shekain Scharai. And therefore, what is Pshat in this, Hatesha says, that it is only Mistaber Dulai Konsu. That is the Kasha that Rikveger asks on Tesis. So to explain Pshat and Tesis, Achira, one has to say as follows, that from Tesis one sees that even if we are to say that there is a Knas Bashari Suri Hana, but still the halacha will be machron v'kidesh b'tumei and mekudeshes. In order for us to say ein mekudeshes, one needs that the object should be considered isurei hanah. And only if the damim are considered isurei hanah will we say ein mekudeshes. As long as the damim are not considered isurei hanah, even if there is a knas, and one happens not to be able to be nene from the damim, that itself will not be a reason for us to say ein mekudeshes. In other words, as we find in Reb Shimon and Shari Yosher, the Reb Shimon explains this, that we say that a mekadesh b'yisuri hanah ein mekudeshes, and this that yisuri hanah is not considered mamin, is only because we say that a chavsa which is considered yisuri hanah is mufka from having a chashivos of mamin. And therefore, only if the chavtza is considered yisur no, will we say that since a chavtza is yisur hana, such a chavtza cannot have the chashivos of mamin. But if one happens to have an isur tzvinene from a specific object, but the chavtza itself is on a chavtza shal yisur hana, the chavtza will still be able to be considered mamin. And the fact that no one has the ability to be nene from a chavtza will not affect the teiras mamin of the chayfetz. And therefore, as far as knas is concerned, even though one does not have the ability to be nenem in a chayfetz because of the knas, but still that itself will not be a reason for us to say einem mekudeshes. And therefore, even had there been a knas by shari surana, the halacha will be machon v'kidesh b'demeyen mekudeshes. This is how we find that our Gemara brings a raya from machon v'kidesh b'demeyen mekudeshes to prove that we do not say Hoyo Yainesa Chaser Banas Chari Nami Aser, is because at that point of the Gemara understands that the reason why this Chari is Aser is not a regular Knas, but rather this, that this Chari is Aser, is because Rabbanu agrees with this Chari Atu the Iser Hanah itself. And according to this Sad, that the Iser Hanah of this Chari is because Rabbanu agrees with this Chari Atu the Iser Hanah itself, Rabbanu were gezer that the schar should be considered like the iser hanah itself, and therefore the schar will be considered a chavtza which is aser banah, and therefore the halacha will be machon v'kidesh b'demeyan eina mekudeshes. And from this that we find that the halacha is machon v'kidesh b'demeyan mekudeshes, from there one sees the Rabbanu were not gezer the schar atu isuri hanah. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Rishon that we mentioned before, that the Ramban and the Rashba explain Pshat and the Havmin of our Gemara, that the Havmin of our Gemara is based on this, we should say that anything that was Nigram, Machmas Yisurei Hanah, is also Aser Banah. Even though Lechira, one does not have a Chavta Shal Yisurei Hanah, just one happens not to be able to be Nene from whatever is Nigram from Yisurei Hanah, since by being Nene from whatever is Nigram from Yisurei Hanah, it is considered as if one is being nene from the Iser Hanah itself. From the Ramban and the Rashba, one sees that that itself is enough for us to say Machon v'kidesh v'demein einem mekudeshes. This itself, one cannot be nene from a specific object, even if the object itself is not a chavtza shal Iser Hanah, that itself will be enough for us to say einem mekudeshes. And for that reason, our Gemara proves from Machon v'kidesh v'demein mekudeshes that there is no iser to be nene from something which was nigram mei suri hana. In Taisis the Amaskal Vatnan, we find that Taisis asks the following kasha. Taisis asks, Tema mai kaparech, from the Mishnah by Arwa of Machan v'kidesh and the mei mekudashas. Shaini hasam dahainu b'diavet, kedemuchach v'nadarim perak ha-shotfin, avo l'chatchila aser, umas nizinu chatchila airi. Taisa answers his kasha by saying Yeshwemer da Aser de Masnisa Mashmalay Afilu B'diavad. In the Mishnah Malach in Parakemi Al-Chasishas, we find that the Mishnah Malach asks the following to me on Taisis. What is Pshat in this that Taisis asks? That even though in our Mishnah one sees that there is an Isser on the Schar, but still B'diavad the Isho Bima Kudashas, as he mentioned before, Taisis understands that the Isser of the Schar is an Isser of Kuyama. And since the Isser of the Schar is an Isser of Koyama, the Schar is also for the Isha herself, and therefore the Isha did not receive anything. And for that reason, it should be poshet that the Isha cannot be Mekudeshes even b'diavad. That is the Kasha that the Mishnah Melech asks on our Tesis. So to explain Pshat in our thesis, okay, one can explain Pshat in our thesis based on this that we mentioned before, that the fact that one is not allowed to have anah from a specific object is itself not a reason for us to say Eina Mekudeshes. In order for us to say Eina Mekudeshes, one needs a Chavtza Shal Yisur Anah, since only a Chavtza Shal Yisur Anah is not considered Mamon. And therefore one can explain Pshat in the Kasha thesis as follows, that even though in our Mishnah one sees that the schar of the poel is also a koyama, and the schar of the poel is not only also to the poel, but still there is a tzad to say that the isha should be mekudeshes, since one can explain that even though Rabbanu were grazer, the schar ought to the isra'no itself, but all Rabbanu said was, is this one is not allowed to be nene from the schar. But Rabbanu never said that the schar should be considered a chav tzadi sura. And therefore, even though no one is allowed to be nene from the schar, since Rabbanu agrees that the schar ought to be suriyana, but still, since one does not have a chav tzadi sura, for that reason, Tosfos has a tzad that for the eved, the isha will be mekudeshes. And for that reason, Tosfos asks, that what is the raya of our Gemara from the halach of kidesh b'demei mekudeshes, that the schar is not aser ba'anah? Maybe the schar is aser ba'anah, but still the isha will be mekudeshes. Tosfos answers his kasha by saying that the lashon of our Mishnah of aser is mashma, that even b'di'evet it is aser. In other words, Tosfos explains that from this our Mishnah says aser, from there it is mashma that even b'di'evet the isha will not be mekudeshes. And this that the isha will not be mekudeshes even b'di'evet is because the gzeirah of Rabbanu and the Rabbanu were greater the schar atu isuri hana, according to the havin of our Gemara, is this, the Rabbanu said, that the schar itself is considered a chav tzadi sura. And for that reason, since the schar itself is considered a chav tzadi sura, the isha will not be mekudeshes. And therefore, Gemara asks from the lach of kidesh b'demeyan mekudeshes. From this, we find in Tosfos that from the lashon of our Mishnah of Aser, it is mashma that even b'di'evet there is an iser, and even b'di'evet the isha will not be mekudeshes, since one has a chav tzadi sura. So too, one has to explain according to the maskan of our Gemara that our Gemara explains that the iser of the schar is mishum knas. The gedir of the knas was this: Rabbanan said that the schar is considered a chav tzadi sura, which is as Tosfos explains, since Yai Nesach is Tosfos Estamav. For that reason, Mishum Knas, Rabbanan said that the schar should be considered like the Mei Yai Nesach. And therefore, the schar itself is considered a Chav Tzadi Sura. This, how we mentioned before, that from Tosfos one sees that Tosfos has a tzad, that even by Shari Sura Na, the schar should be Aser, will not be the same Eser as the schar of Yai Nesach, but rather, by Shari Surana, Tosfos has a tzad, that one will have an iser to be nene from the schar of Shari Surana. The schar of Shari Surana will not be considered a chavtzadi sura, since Shari Surana are not tevsin estimeyan. That is a chira, what comes out from our Tosfos. In the Yerushalmi, in Kedushin and Perek Beis HaChachas, we find that the Yerushalmi explains this, that we say, Machon Mekidesh and the Meyam Mekudeshes, is because the damim is not considered demayan, which, as Aran explains, shekivan chein asurim b'ana einan shavim mamin umoyes halolu matana hein biyadei ufichach mutarim. From the Yerushalmi, one clearly sees that if not for this that we say that the damim is not considered demayan, then the damim of shari surana would also be aser. Now to explain this, that one sees in the Yerushalmi, that if not for this, that the damim of Yisroel is not considered demayim, then the damim themselves will be aser ba'ana. Well, here one can explain pshat with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat by saying that if not for this, that the damim of Yisroel is not considered demayim, then we will say that he's being nene from Yisroel, since he is receiving damim for the seal of Yisroel, and the damim is a payment for the Yisroel, it is considered as if he's being nene from the Iser Hana itself. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Yerushalmi. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Yerushalmi is by saying that had the damim been considered a payment for the Iser Hana, Then we will say Mali Hein Mali Demeyan, and the Dhammim themselves are considered Isure Hana, since we consider the Dhammim as Chalipe Isure Hana. And for that reason, Rishalmi explains that the only reason why the Dhammim of Shari Isure Hana are not Asurim is because we say that the Dhammim of Shari Isure Hana are not considered Demeyan, since Isure Hana are not Shavim Mamin, and therefore Moyes Halolumatana Hein Beyadei. Now, everyone has to understand what is pshat in this that we say that Avodah Zarah is toifes es damav? Just like we find in the Yerushalmi that the damim of Shari Isure Hana are not concerned demayan, since Shari Isure Hana are not shavim mamen, and therefore moyes halolam atonehim biyadei, so too we should say by Avodah Zarah that Avodah Zarah is not toifes es damav, since the damim are not considered damim for Avodah Zarah, but rather the damim are only considered matana ba'oma. So to explain pshat in this that we say that as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, Avodah Zarah is Teifes Estomav, we find a tremendous Machlekes Ha'achreinim. The Nigyontef and the Marcheshes explain this, that Avodah Zarah is Teifes Estomav, based on the drasha that the Gemara brings down before in the Afnadal on the base, that Kol Shatam Haya Himenu Arehu Kamayu, is because the Teiru is Machadesh, that Avodah Zarah is considered Birishusai. And therefore, the Dhammim of Avodah Zarah are considered the Dhammim of the Avodah Zarah. We do not say that the Dhammim of Avodah Zarah is only considered a Matana Ba'oma. And for that reason, the Dhammim of Avodah Zarah are Asurim Ba'na, just like the Avodah Zarah itself. Which is either, as we mentioned before, based on this that we say, that since the Dhammim that he is giving are considered Dhammim Avodah Zarah, for that reason, it is considered as if he's being Nene from the Avodah Zarah itself. Or we say that since the Dhammim are considered Dhammim Avodah Zarah, for that reason we will say Mali Hein Mali Dhammim. And the Dhammim are considered like the Avodah Zarah itself. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in the Chiddush HaTorah of Kol Sha'atam Ahaya Imenu Arehu Kamayu. Another Malach as far as how to explain the Chiddush of the Gzeiras HaKos of Kol Sha'atam Ahaya Imenu Arehu Kamayu. And Avodah Zarah is Teifes Es Dhammim is by saying that the Teiru is Mechadesh, that even though the Dhammim are not considered the Dhammim of the Avodah Zarah, since Avodah Zarah is not worth anything, but still it is Gzeiras HaKosov that the Dhammim that were nitin for the Avodah Zarah should be nitfas in the Isser of the Avodah Zarah itself. And the fact that Moris or Moris Matana does not make any difference whatsoever, since the money was given as payment for the Avodah Zarah, just the Avodah Zarah does not happen to be worth anything, and therefore the Moris or Matana Ba'oma, but still the Moyes are netfasim be'isra Avodah Zarah. That is the pshat that Reb Shmuel brings down from the Brisker Rav. Now as far as this, that then Yonte the Marchesh has explained that the reason why the Dhammim of Avodah Zarah are netfasim be'isra Avodah Zarah is because the Torah is mechadesh, the Re'oike Machmone Bereshusei, and we see the Avodah Zarah Bereshusei, and therefore the Dhammim are considered the Dhammim of Avodah Zarah, is only if we are to explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that this that the Yerushalmi says, that the Dhammim of Shari Sirana are not considered the Dhammim of Shari Sirana, is because Yisirana do not belong to the Meicher. And since Yisirana do not belong to the Meicher, for that reason the Dhammim are not nitain as Dhammim for the Avodah Zarah, since Avodah Zarah does not belong to the Meicher, and therefore there is no Mechira taking place. For that reason, then Yontif and Marachesh has explained that as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, we say that the Torah is Oikim Leber Shusei. And since the Torah is Oikim Leber Shusei, for that reason there is a Mechira taking place, and therefore the Dhammim are considered Dhammim Avodah Zarah. But if we are to explain what you mentioned before B'Shem Diran, that this, as the Yerushalmi says, that the Dhammim are not considered Dhammim, is because Avodah Zarah is not worth anything, and since Avodah Zarah is not worth anything, for that reason the Dhammim are only considered a Matana Ba'oma. If so, then one has to explain the Chiddush HaTorah, that the Dhammim of Avodah Zarah are netfasim be'isra Avodah Zarah, is not because Rachmana was Eikamay Bershusei, since even if we are to say that Rachmana was Eikamay Bershusei, but still Avodah Zarah is not worth anything, and therefore the Dhammim should only be considered a Matana Ba'oma. So according to the Ran, one has to say, as he mentioned before, B'Shem the Biskirov, that there is a Gzeiras HaKosov, that the Torah is Mechadesh, that even though the Dhammim by Avodah Zarah are also Matana Ba'oma, but still the Dhammim are Netfasim Be'isra Avodah Zarah, since they were given as Chalipin for the Avodah Zarah. And it is a fact that they were given as a ma'isa chalipin for the Avodah Zarah, that the damim are netfasim be'isra Avodah Zarah, even though the damim are really only a matana ba'alma. In the Kevet Yishurin Echil Kigimah on page Tav Samechtes, we find that Michal Feinstein says the following tremendous chiddush, and he says that there is a fundamental difference between the Isra Hanah of Shari Surana and the Isra Hanah of Avodah Zarah. As far as the Isra Hanah of Shari Surana, the Isra is to be Nene from Shari Surana. On the other end, as far as the Isra Hanah of Avodah Zarah is concerned, the Isra is an Isra of Hanah's Mammon, as we find that the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Loisa Seichafei, Shazironu, from being mechaber dover me Avodah Zarah el mameinenu avonarecha kimeno mibatel mikol ma sheyuchas elea vu amr v'isavi say eva el beisecha. In other words, the Isra Hanah by Avodah Zarah is this, that the Torah answered one from being mechaber anything from Avodah Zarah to our mamen, and therefore the Isra Hanah by Avodah Zarah is an Isra of Hanah's mamen me Avodah Zarah. And so Tirmichu goes on to bring from the Biskirov to prove from the Gemara in Chulin on the Avches Amad Aleph. Based on this Kiddush, one can explain Pshat, and this we differentiate between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surah, that Avodah Zarah is Teifis Estamav, and Shari Surah are Teifsin Estameim, is because Avodah Zarah, that the Isser Anah of Avodah Zarah is an Isser of Anah Shalmamin. For that reason, the Isra of Anah Shalmamin includes the Damim of Avodah Zarah as well. On the other hand, by Shari Surah, that the Isra is to be Nene from the Isra Anah itself, the Damim are not included in the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah. If someone has to understand Pshat in this, we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara asks, my time as Chari Aser, what happened to the halacha that we learned by Orwa and Kiryat Karem, that Macha and Vekidesh are the Meyam Mekudashes? If we are to understand, like the Mahalach of the Biskirov, that there is a fundamental difference between the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah and Shari Isra Anah, how can our Gemara compare the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah to Shari Isra Anah? And even though by Shari Isra Anah, the Halach is Machem Vekidesh and the Meim Mekudashes, that the Schar of Shari Isra Anah is not Aser, but as far as the Schar of Avodah Zarah is concerned, the Schar of Avodah Zarah should be Aser, since one has a Pasuk Avoisavi Seva Bisacha to teach us that there is an Isra to Mechaber, anything which is connected to Avodah Zarah to our Mammon. So to answer this kashrach, one has to say, based on this, we find that Micho goes on to say that this we differentiate between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surah Anah. Yai Nesach is included in the category of Shari Surah Anah. And just like with Shari Surah Anah, the Isra Anah is not an Isra Anah Shomamen, but rather it is an Isra Anah to be Nene. From Isra Anah, so to the Isra Anah by Yai Nesach is an Isra to be Nene from Yai Nesach. And for that reason, our Gemara says that just like we say Machan the Kiddush and the Meir Mekudashes, as far as other Isra Anah, so too we should say that the Schar of Yai Nesach should also be Motzer. According to this Mahalach, one clearly sees that the Isra of Damim of Avodah Zarah, and this that we say Avodah Zarah is Teifes Estamav, is not based on the regular Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah, which, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Rambam, the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah is an Isra to Mechaber Davar Echad Shal Avodah Zarah to our Mammon. Rather, it is a new halacha that Avodah Zarah is Teifes Estamav, which applies to Yai Nesach as well. That is a chiyuv what comes out from our Gemara. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara has the following shayli boilu, sachu estam yena mau, mi amina kivin the isuri chomer kadi yain esach, schori nami aser, aidoma hoyov to mosse kayo, av schori nami kayo. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following raya toshmadu, gavar dogar arbu estam yena miovo, chiti bagre, also kamedu av chistam rezil kalunu, kavinu, the kivri. From there, our Gemara proves that even as far as Stamenim is concerned, the Schar of Stamenim is also Aser. Our Gemara goes on to ask, V'leim alei badrinu, asu buhuli dei takola, v'kvinu, v'vdirinu, dilma mezavli buhu, v'kvinu beinayu, miloitnan echad evan chenisgaba, v'echad ei chenitla ola, v'echad sayiv chenereg boi, v'echad soda chenechnach boi, kulam nikbarim imai. Our Gemara answers by saying, "Hasam tikakavi beveidina mucha chamilsa daruge beisininu, hacha we mucha chamilsa." Well, here one can ask the following Tamiya from our Gemara on the sheet of the Orchis Chaim and the Kobe that we mentioned in the beginning of our Shir. As he mentioned before, the Orchis Chaim and the Kobe understand that the Isser of Schar of Yain Nesach is only Osir for the Pail himself, and it is not Osir for anyone else. And our Gemara one clearly sees that the Schar is Osir for everyone. And for that reason, we are Chishish Doma Osui De Takola. So to answer this Kash, Orchis one has to say as follows. This that we find, that the chitim were osir for everyone, is because as far as the case of Ugavra da'agar arve lestamyenam, it is nafesh agri as we find in Tosfos, and since it is nafesh agri, for that reason, the knas by nafesh agri includes everyone. And the knas does not only refer to the pail himself, but rather, such schar nafesh agri is osir for everyone. Only as far as schar of a pail, which is not nafesh agri, do we find that the Orchis Chaim and the Kobe explain that the Isser is only for the pail himself and not to anyone else. And the Orchis Chaim and the Kobe explain, like the sheet of the Ravid, that as far as the Knas of Yain Nesach is concerned, the Knas of Yain Nesach is because the pail is over in Isser since he is reitza b'kiyumei shel Yain Nesach. On the other hand, by Shvius, even though there is no Isser, but still, since his Nafesh Agrai, for that reason, there is a Knas, and that Knas will apply to every single person, and not only to the Chamorim. And still, our Gemara has a Raya. From this, that one sees that the Isser of Chamorim applies even to Yayin Stam, so to the Isser of a Poyo will apply to Yayin Stam as well. And the Isser of Eschar Poyo of Yain Stam will be Osir on the Poyo. That is a chayra, how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Shita of the Orchis Chaim and the Kolbei. In Tosis we find that Tosis asks the following Kasha. Tosis asks, Tema my Raya mevi me'arba l'poyo shayni hosam de nafesh agri v'domi l'chamorin. Tosis answers his Kasha by saying, Yeshoimer ko yehoya eschar kiyem ma'at. Laver nor cotton v'have kepoyo. From Tosis one clearly sees that Tosis understands that the case of Arva been referring to a case of Nafesh Agri, the one cannot prove from Arva to a case of Schar Poyo by Yayin Stam, since the Schar V'Poyo is not Nafesh Agri. From Tosis the clear one sees that this we differentiate by Shvius, by Chamorim, where it is Nafesh Agri. And the schar of a pail where it is not nafesh agri, is because by the schar of a pail where it is not nafesh agri, the schar of a pail is mutter mishum kedei chayav, as we find in the Rambam, and so too is mavur in the Yerushalmi. And therefore one cannot prove from a case nafesh agri that so too the schar of a pail where it is not nafesh agri is also aser, since in a case that it is not nafesh agri, then one can have a heter mishum kedei chayav. Bochir, one can ask a seeming steer in Tosfos. As we mentioned before, in Tosfos, the Amaskol Chamorim de Nafesh Agrayu, Tosfos explains that the reason why by Chamorim de Nafesh Agrayu there is an Isser by Shvius is because by Nafesh Agrayu, since it is Rav Chitfei, it is Domu Tfei L'Schaya. And because it is Domu Tfei L'Schaya, for that reason, the Schar of Chamorim is Osir. From Tosfos, Achir, one clearly sees that Tosfos explains that the difference between Nafesh Agrayu and Lo Nafesh Agrayu is not because we say that by Nafesh Agrayu one does not have a heter mishum kedei chayav, but rather, Heicha de Nafesh Agrayu it is domu tfei v'schir, and for that reason, the schar of Chamorim is asur by Shvius, since it is considered like schira bepeiroi Shvius. That is the kasha, that the Achrenim, for example, of Kveger, the Teres Chayim and Avedas Aveda, ask on Tosfos. So here to answer the seeming stereo of Tosfos, one has to say as follows. This that Tosfos says before, that by Nafesh Agrayu, it is Domu Tfei L'Schira. Tosfos does not mean to say, that by Nafesh Agrayu, it is Domu L'Schira B'Perish Shvius, but rather Tosfos means to say, that by Rav Chitfei, it is Domu Tfei L'Schira, and therefore it is Domu L'Dimei Perish Shvius. And therefore, so too one can say, that by Nafesh Agrayu is Domu Tfei L'Dimei Yayin Stam. And for that reason, Tosfos asks, Tema my Raya mevi me'arvo l'poyo sheni osam de Nafesh Agrei v'domi l'chamorim, and therefore it is considered like Dimei Yayin Stam. And therefore, one cannot prove from Chamorim to Schar Poyo, which is not Domu, But the me yayin stam. That is a chaya. How one can answer the seeming stereotasis and explain pshat in nafesh agrei. And for that reason, one can explain this how we mentioned before. Beshitas har cheschaim va'kol be, that even though the cheschaim and the kol be understand that as far as charpil is concerned, this charpil of yayin esach is the only asr on the pail himself and not asr on anyone. But in the case of nafesh agrei, then the schar is asr on everyone. This way, nafesh agrei, the schar is asr on everyone, is because by nafesh agrei it is more doime to deme yayin esach. And since it is more doime to deme yayin esach, for that reason, it has the chimer of deme yayin esach, which is asr akoyama, since yayin esach is teifes estamav. And therefore, because of the knas, it is considered like deme yayin esach. And therefore it is teifes estamav, and it is also koyama, not only also on the payel. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the shita of the Orchis Chaim and the Kolbei.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.